Next patient also put down certification. And this patient's name is Howard, Howard Sigers, 312-26, certification. Mr. Sigers, Sigers, is a, the date of birth is 7/25/38. He's an 87-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of, let me see, 87, yeah, 87-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Other comorbidities includes congestive heart failure, dyspnea, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, diabetes, and shortness of breath. Patient is short of breath at all times, period. Patient's LMAC is at 35.1 with a weight loss of 10 pounds in the past 6 to 8 months, period. Patient has a PPS of 40%, decreased appetite, weakness, debilitation, bowel and bladder incontinence, continues to be oriented to person, place, and time, period. Patient's appetite is diminished, period. Patient's quite debilitated and quite weak. Period. Patient has pulmonary hypertension along with core pulmonale associated with the fetal edema of 1+ at this time. Patient's O2 sat hovers around 90 to 92% on room air. Period. Patient becomes very short of breath with any activity, with minimal exertion or activity, including walking down the hallway. Period. Patient's blood sugar appears to be stable related to his weight loss. He continues to use to smoke. He has chronic muscle weakness and debilitation. Patient's currently had increase in his blood pressure medication because of elevated blood pressure. This needs to be followed. He takes lorazepam for air hunger and pain medication on a regular basis. Patient has had a history of fall, has a motorized wheelchair that he's using, but it's because of his weakness and some cognitive decline. He's having a hard time using, continues to remain hospice appropriate given changes associated with the diagnosis of COPD. Thank you.